Hare Hare. So we will learn we are learning the Sadhguru Swami Ashtakam written by Srinivasa Acharya. So today we will learn the third paragraph. Yesterday we learned the second paragraph. Today we learn the third. Yeah, first I'll teach the third and fourth one and then I will take the first. Yeah.
Shri Gauranga.
Gunanu.
Varnana.
Vidhau.
Shraddha.
Samridhyanvitau.
Papo tapa.
Nikrintanau.
Tanubritam.
Govinda.
Ganamritai.
Anandambudi.
Anandambudi.
Vardhanaika.
Nipunau.
Kaivalya.
Nishtarakau.
Shri Gauranga.
Gunanuvarnana.
Vidhau.
Shraddha.
Samridhyanvitau. Papo tapa.
Nikrintanau.
Tanubritam.
Govinda.
Ganamritai.
Anandambudi.
Vardhanaika.
Nipunau.
Kaivalya Nishtarakau. Any doubt in pronunciation? No doubt? Okay. See, this is how you should sing this. Shri Gauranga Gunanu Varnana Vidau Shraddha Samridhyanvitau.
Shri Gauranga Gunanu Varnana Vidau Shraddha Samridhyanvitau.
Shri Gauranga Gunanu Varnana Vidau Shraddha Samridhyanvitau. Papo tapa nikrintanau tanubritam Govinda ganamritai.
Papo tapa nikrintanau tanubritam
Govinda Ganamritai.
Papo tapa
nikrintanau tanubritam Govinda Ganamritai. Shri Gauranga Gunanu Varnana Vidau Shraddha Samridhyanvitau.
Shraddha
Samridhyanvitau. ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಗುಣಾನುವರ್ಣನ ವಿದೋ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಸಮೃದ್ಧ್ಯಾನ್ವಿತೋ ಪಾಪೋತಾಪ ನಿಕೃಂತ ನೋ ತನುವ್ರತಾಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗಾನಾಮೃತೈ
ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗಾನಾಮೃತೈ
ಪೋತಾಪ ನಿಕೃಂತ ನೋ ತನುವ್ರತಾಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗಾನಾಮೃತೈ ಆನಂದಾಂಬುದಿವರ್ಧನೈಕ ನಿಪುಣೋ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ನಿಷ್ಠಾರಕೋ
ಆನಂದಾಂಬುದಿವರ್ಧನೈಕ ನಿಪುಣೋ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ನಿಷ್ಠಾರಕೋ
ಆನಂದಾಂಬುದಿವರ್ಧನೈಕ ನಿಪುಣೋ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ನಿಷ್ಠಾರಕೋ ವಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನೌ ರಘುಯುಗೌ ಶ್ರೀ ಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೌ ವಂದೇ ರೂಪ
ಸನಾತನೌ
Now I will sing the whole verse. Okay, now is it clear for you all the words?
Yes, Mataji.
So I will sing the whole verse the same way you try to sing. Shri Gauranga Gunanuvarnana Vido Shraddha Samridhyanvito Papotapa Nikrintanau Tanubratam Govinda Ganamritai ಆನಂದಾಂಬುದಿವರ್ಧನೈಕ ನಿಪುಣೋ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ನಿಷ್ಠಾರಕೋ ವಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನೋ ರಘುಯುಗೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೋ
ಶ್ರೀ ಗೌರಾಂಗ ಗುಣಾನುವರ್ಣನ ವಿದೋ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಸಮೃದ್ಧ್ಯಾನ್ವಿತೋ ಪಾಪೋತಾಪ ನಿಕೃಂತನೌ ತನುವ್ರತಾಂ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಗಾನಾಮೃತೈ ಆನಂದಾಂಬುದಿವರ್ಧನೈಕ ನಿಪುಣೌ ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ನಿಷ್ಠಾರಕೌ ವಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನೌ ರಘುಯುಗೌ ಶ್ರೀ ಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೌ
Once more, Shri
Gauranga Gunanuvarnana Vido Shraddha Samridhyanvito Papotapa Nikrintanau
Tanuvratam Govinda Ganamritai Anandambudivardhanaika Nipunau ಕೈವಲ್ಯ ನಿಷ್ಠಾರಕೌ
ವಂದೇ ರೂಪ ಸನಾತನೌ ರಘುಯುಗೌ ಶ್ರೀ ಜೀವ ಗೋಪಾಲಕೌ
ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮೀ ಐ ಆಫರ್ ಮೈ ರಿಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಒಬೇಸೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಅಂಟು ದ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮೀಸ್ ನೇಮ್ಲಿ ಶ್ರೀ ರೂಪ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಸನಾತನ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ರಘುನಾಥ್ ಭಟ್ಟ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ರಘುನಾಥ ದಾಸ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀ ಜೀವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಭಟ್ಟ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಮಚ್ ಎನ್ರಿಚ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಚೈತನ್ಯ
ಆ್ಯಂಡ್
ಹೂ
ಅದರ್ಸ್
ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪರ್ಟ್
comfort
in narrating,
his transcendental qualities,
they can purify
all conditioned souls
from the reactions
of their sinful activities
by pouring upon them
transcendental songs
about Govinda.
As such,
they are very expert
in increasing
the limits of the ocean
of transcendental bliss
and they are
the saviors
of the living entities
from the devouring
mouth of liberation. So here again we see the author Srinivas Acharya is offering his obeisances to all these six Goswamis. And what else? They are very good at narrating the qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Krishna.
It's Krishna himself. So they are very good at narrating his pastimes, and by singing the songs of Govinda, that is the Lord Krishna. Why is Lord Krishna called Govinda? Does anyone know? What is the meaning of Govinda? When he lifted Govardhan hill, what was his name?
Govinda.
No.
He gave pleasure to the cows.
Very good. That is Govinda. Okay. One of the meaning is he gives pleasure to the cows. That is pleasure to the sense. Go means senses. I said yesterday, isn't it? Goswami.
Absolute.
Govind, yeah, that will come later when we come to that chapter. So go means senses, and Inda means the Lord who gives pleasure to the senses of the cows is called Govinda. That is Krishna. Krishna gives pleasure to the senses of the cows. He used to call each cow, there were 9 lakh cows with Nanda Maharaj. He used to call each and every cow. He knew the names of each and every cow, and he would call them by their names. And he would sometimes blow in his flute the name of that particular cow, and by just hearing her name, that cow would just come running to Krishna. Wherever they are, spread out, you know, throughout Vrindavan, wherever they are, once Krishna would just call their names, hey Dhavali, or different names of the cows, and all the cows would come running. So that is Govinda. So the point is, when you sing these songs of Govinda, with that you all get purified of all the sinful activities we have done in our past life. We never know how much sinful activities we have done in our past life. And now also, we speak so many lies, we don't respect our parents so many times. That all is wrong. You should always respect your parents. If your parents say something, you should obey them. No, I don't have time. If they say, can you please do this small little work for me? No, I don't have time. If they give something out of your love, oh, only this much you could give me, I wanted that. I mean, you should always accept what your parents give you, obey them, then you will be respecting them. So this, all these small, small things, they add into your sins. But all these sins will be destroyed when you take the names of Krishna. It's like this. Say, suppose this room is filled with wood. Say it's filled with bark of tree, of any tree. Fine. If I just use one matchstick, what will happen? All the one matchstick is enough, no? To burn the entire room full of. Is it required to burn each and every wood? One matchstick is required? No. One matchstick is enough to burn this entire room, or maybe this entire place of wood. The same way, Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
This one Mahamantra is enough to burn the piles of sins that is collected in our heart. Fine? It's just one Mahamantra is enough. It will burn away all the sins. Not only that, it will also stop you from further sinning. Understood? Sometimes there are some pujas and all, they say, you do this, aapka sab paap nash ho jayega. They say that. But the power of Mahamantra is, it not only destroys your paap, it also stops you from doing paap. Which is more great? Mahamantra is more important. Just imagine, it will stop you from sinning, doing other more sins more. It is so powerful, it will stop you, it will turn you into a good person. Fine. So that is the point. It purifies you by chanting the names of Krishna. It will purify you. Okay. So now.